Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Yeah, my guests are laughing. Of course they are. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold. And this is the Fountain of Truth, the Fountain of Truth about aging. And we have a terrific, terrific show today. This is a show that is, I'm going to call it the Real Estate Show, the Aging in Place Show, the Thriving as We Age Show. And you know that I am absolutely in love with design, and I'm always on a hunt to find out the very best. In my own life, and my guests don't know about this, I didn't spring it on them, I have been in the pursuit of windows. I have, and I'm going to tell you my personal story in a minute. But Pew Research, and you know them, they're very, very prestigious. They say that 60.6 million people, one in five Americans, will live in a multi-generational family household. So you always talk about aging in place as if we're aging by ourselves and growing old maybe as a couple or a single. But not so. We have multi-generational households, and many times my friends in the field of home health care tell me that people are moving in with their kids. They often don't like it. If they have the money, the cutting-edge design is co-housing, accessory apartments. We're actually working in La Paz, Mexico, with a great developer who's creating accessory apartments so that multi-generational families can have summer homes there. Think of that kind of demographic. But today we have Steve Moore, who is an outstanding residential architect and senior partner at BSB Design Architects. And Mark Montgomery, who really, he's the field force, I call him, because he is with Plygem Windows. This is the manufacturer that has to take a look at how to create probably the most important part of your home, which is your window, in a way that the multi-generations and the healthcare issues and the heating issues and the compliance issues, I can't even list them all, it's a short show, has to be in keeping with what's new, fresh, and trendy. So if you're thinking about building or you're thinking about renovating, let's talk. And let me start with Steve Moore, because universal design, or you like to call it inclusive design, it's a big concept. But the three essentials, what would you say as an architect are the three essentials of really thriving at home as we age and having a multi-generational lifestyle?
Well, thank you, Adrienne. Appreciate that. Primary, I think the most important thing is eliminating the hurdles of actually getting access to the where you want to live. We have so many situations where thresholds and steps can't get you into where you want to be in the first place. Second most probably is having a place where your master bathroom, master bedroom are on the main level, so you don't have to worry about changing levels to get access to where you want to be. And third is adapted from the ADA compliance from years and years and years ago, which is an accessible path. Can you get to every part of the house that you want, you're living in, so that you feel like you have full access to what's yours? The idea that you want to enjoy your entire house at any time you choose is the key to successfully aging in place.
So let's get realistic. Most of the people who are aging in place now bought split levels. mean, this is what it was in the days that they bought, if they're still in the same home. And while baby boomers move all the time, today's older adult is often in their first home. So isn't it that exactly almost built exactly the opposite of what you're talking about? And how much renovation is it worth doing? Or is it better simply to build and move or look for a place that is accessible?
Well, that's a great question, because the challenge you're describing is a real one. Ideally, the easiest way to accommodate your needs is to move to what's being done currently, which is the leading edge of all kinds of design areas that are designed for aging in place. The split-level scenarios, while they're true everywhere, you're right, it becomes a real challenge to say, is it more expensive to rebuild or renovate than it is to find something new? Our opinion, frankly, is it's easier to find something new that's more easily adaptable to your situation. That said, you know, as you know, the CAPS system of experts out there, certified aging in place consultants, know how to take care of those renovations and how to get there in as quickly as we can. The new housing that we're talking about, the newer designs, are doing a much, much better job of accommodating and actually enriching your life by allowing or taking away all these barriers and making it so it seems seamless to live there.
Yeah, you know, I have to tell you, I've been watching this closely. I was an elder law attorney for 35 years, and now it's been 15 years being a consultant to the design industry. And I will tell you that there was a time that people will say, we don't want to move. In the last 4 years, I've heard more and more people saying, I'm going to move. This is too much for me. I don't want to renovate. I love what's going on. I see what's going on in other parts of the country, too. Sometimes they really move. And I want the accessory apartment, or I want the barrier-free home. I want less maintenance. So I think there's a real trend, and it's wonderful that people like yourself, Steve, are looking into this inclusive design. But I want to say one word to Mark. I kind of teased with, it's an old song, What's Love Got to Do with It? But I will say, What's Windows Got to Do with It? I have to tell you something. This is Mark Montgomery I'm speaking to of Applied Gem Windows, and he's a manufacturer. I almost had to move because of windows. I have spent 3 years looking for a great window person I finally found to fix big, big, big plate windows that were costing me heat. I was getting wrinkles because the UV rays were coming in. So nobody can minimize the importance of windows in your life to me. But I want to hear a little bit about Ply Gem, because you kind of swim in those waters. What can you do with windows today that's trendy and making a difference in a multi-generational household?
Thanks, Adrian. Yeah, we work very closely with folks like Steve and a variety of architects and designers in trying to make their designs and their visions for how to create these inclusive designs realistic. And so between windows and doors and patio doors and openings, we really focus on a couple of key things: design, functionality, and performance. And when we think about this inclusive design aspect, it really comes down to functionality. How do we get these units, whether they're windows or doors, to be easy to operate, easy to navigate, to be able to egress and ingress through, and easy to maintain? And so those are really the key areas we focus on. So things like low-profile sills that make it very easy to flow seamlessly from the interior to the exterior of the home, and set up the ability to transition over that threshold in a variety of ways, whether you've got a walker or a wheelchair, or you're just looking to minimize trip hazards.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we talk about a lot, Mark, is falls prevention. See, people, I think, love this show because it brings all the aspects of aging together. We can all talk about falls prevention till we're blue and tell everybody to take the small rugs off. But you want to get outside on your patio, which is the way that most homes are being built now for aging in place. And then you trip over the threshold of the patio. You spend $60,000 for an accessible shower, and then you trip over the patio door. But what you've done is you've been able to make that a thing of the past. I also was kind of interested in the fact that it's automated. Is that like, let's say, a remote that opens the doors? How does that work?
Yes. Well, this is a new feature we're introducing here this quarter. And the big trend right now, Adrian, in patio doors are these large multi-panel openings. So you have tremendous expanses of glass, multiple panels that all slide typically to one side to create
right.
this wonderful opening and this wonderful transition in and out. The problem with
they
that
bring
is
the
that
outdoors in. I know. I saw the
bring the outdoors in.
The show. Yes.
Exactly. So what happens, though, is those panels, you can imagine a 16-foot by 8-foot patio door, those panels begin to get very heavy. And as we start to think of inclusive design or aging in place, we want to be able to move those very easily. So we've created an automation system that can be a remote switch on the wall, as a handheld remote, or even tied into the home's Wi-Fi so that you can use your smartphone to be able to operate your door and open and close it with ease, and you don't have to worry about pushing those very large panels in and out of the way.
Wow. You know, this kind of trend and this kind of development is so fantastic because I am proud. I call this a trickle-down effect. This is going to be something that all millennials are going to want. But why did it start? It started because of the baby boomer and the older adult and their needs. So this is really seamless design. This is not health care. And yet, it makes you able to thrive at home. When we come back, we're going to talk again with our architect, Steve Moore. I'm going to tell you how to find on the web these wonderful details for your home. But we are going to concentrate a little bit on the bathroom. He did mention it as one of the most important things, and somebody once said to me, equality starts with the bathroom.
You may think that
well,
full of
I believe that.
But
we'll
that
be back in a
doesn't
moment.
Doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts.
call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bowl, the Fountain of Truth. And the truth probably is, I have a crystal ball and a mind reader, I know. The truth is, you're thinking about moving. Most people are these days, if they're in the age range of our listeners, and they weren't thinking about it before. So now they want the best. That doesn't mean it's the biggest, but they want the best. And they want to have something where they know they won't have to move. We also have the multi-generational world of accessory apartments and co-housing and all kinds of wonderful things that we really didn't think about before. But if we have those extra 30 years, where we live is extremely important. So we have with us today a residential architect, Steve Moore, senior partner at BSB Design. And I did want to tell you, if you want to know a lot more about inclusive design, BSBdesign.com is where you're going to want to go. And we also have Mark Montgomery with Plygem, and they are a cutting-edge, no pun intended, window company that's creating the kinds of windows that are not just beautiful and stylish, but really ones that you can actually open. Hello. And if you want to go to Ply, that's P-L-Y-G-E-M, windows.com, you can see what's in store for you. Because it's really not so easy to get the right window for the right home. And they work together with architects, and they give a lot of thought about universal design. So let's go back to Steve for a moment, because one of the things that he did mention as one of his three essentials after accessibility, being able to get into the home, was the bathroom. Now, Steve, when people that have long-term care insurance know that there are six activities of daily living. My listeners know about this. If they can't do two of them, they can collect. Well, one of those is bathing. One of those is toileting. One of those is continency. And one of those is accessibility. So that's four out of six that has to do with the bathroom. How do you build a bathroom that doesn't look like a hospital? It is gorgeous and seamless, but you can age in place there.
You know, there's the technology out there. Have you heard the terminology of French drains? Shower technology today is so fantastic because we're trying to create spa-like environments for almost every age group, which feels like you're walking in, the floor drains off to the back where the water in the shower disappears, so there's no ledge there. It's a beautiful place, and it feels very much like the steam rooms and the very expensive resorts. It's a wide open space where you can easily access cabinets, the shower, in some cases, tubs for those individuals that need a soaking environment, and the room, the private room for a toilet that allows you the comfort, and yet at the same time it provides the wall space if you need to have support for using the toilets. So we're approaching it from a different angle. Instead of looking at it from a medical standpoint, we're looking at it as a spa resort standpoint. And when you walk in one of these spaces, it feels like it. There's lots of light, through the correct lighting, side lighting rather than down lighting, so you're looking good when you're looking at yourself in the mirror in the morning. The doorways and the showers are wide and expansive if we have doors. Otherwise, we have curtains, depending on your situational needs. But I think most importantly, it's the way we're handling the draining and the water situation, because I've been in bathrooms where it doesn't drain fast enough, and now you have to worry about slippage problems outside of that shower area once you get out. So very excited about the kind of technology that we're using now to make these showers that feel much more like you're in a resort rather than in your own bathroom.
Now, let me tell you, it can be done. I'm going to actually send you something, Steve, that my listeners know because it's on our website. It's called the Forever Bathroom. I've worked with the hotel design industry to come up with bathroom for them, and that works well with the older adult. And then I built it in my own house. And I have to tell you, you guys, if you do what Steve Moore is saying, and take a look at bsbdesign.com, you'll see how beautiful can be. You won't move. Now I can't move. I can't. That's why I needed the windows, because once you build that bathroom, it's not just because you're older. It's sybaritic. It's a beautiful spa environment, and it can be done, and it doesn't have to cost a fortune. So I just want everybody to know that they're not going to walk in and say, oh, look at the grab bar. Not the way it works anymore. And let me turn my attention to another issue of aging, and that is sunlight. Sunlight makes you look bad. It's not good for the skin either as you get older from a health point of view. And windows have an awful lot to do with that. The other problem is we don't want it to be dark as we're older. We can fall. And it's also depressing. So we get a lot of sunlight. It's good for you and it's bad for you. And also the heating and cooling of a home has a lot to do with the windows. And we get colder as we age. So Mark Montgomery, who's working with PlyGem, PlyGem Windows, look at their what they have at PlyGemWindows.com, has to worry about that stuff. So tell us about UV and how that works and heating and why this is an important aspect of window design.
Yeah, Adrian, it really is. As the windows get larger and larger, as you've shared with some of the size of windows in your residence, you know, the glass and the performance of that glazing becomes more important. Fortunately, over the last couple of decades, we've made tremendous strides in the technology of applying low emissivity coatings, or low E as they're commonly called in the industry, to the surface of glass to enhance the performance of glass. So we now can actually tune the glass units depending on the elevation, the orientation of the elevation. So if we want more heat to come in, passive heat coming in, we can do that. If we want less, we can do that. If we want to lower the amount of UV coming through the glass, we can do that in a couple of different ways. And by using multiple pieces of glass in the construction of the glass unit, it helps us with the comfort factor. So we're able to deliver real four-season comfort to homeowners so they don't have to be worried about adjusting their thermostats all the time and not worried about during the winter being cold and during the summer being too hot. So it really is pretty amazing what the glass manufacturers have been able to accomplish over the last really 10 years with this technology.
So I wanted to turn everybody on to these ideas. We'll be speaking a lot more in the month of April about home design, renovation, the way that you can really thrive and age in place. But one of the great parts of this show is to tell it like it is. And like it is might be that you should not be aging at home. That maybe it is the time, particularly if you're retiring and you're pre-retiree, instead of planning to stay in the home, take a look at some of these new constructions around you. You will be amazed. Things really have changed since most of us were looking at homes. Because of people like Steve Moore at BSB Design and Mike Montgomery over at PlyGem. And we thank you both so much for being with us today. It is a hard topic to speak about without visuals. You know that. So everybody go to the websites. But thank you so much for making it graphic for us.
Thank you, Adrian.
And we will be talking about this again because we try to pick out an area. Now, Steve mentioned CAPS, Certified Aging in Place Specialist Certification. Make sure you use a professional. And for the rest of you, get out there, kids, and make it happen.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know
know the rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, we are inappropriate for our age. March is fun month, and boy, are we going to have fun in the next half hour. Just want to remind you, though, that a part of that fun, on March 11th, I will be at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and we are going to do a two-hour tour, Nasty Women of History. Oh, yes, we are. And we have a professor is going to be there with us, taking us around to the Metropolitan. We're going to meet all the characters of, you know, from myth, legend, and reality that we would call a biatch, if you know what I mean. Okay. Now, right now, we have a really nice guy that we're going to talk with. His name is Robert Creighton, and he is the star of, I would say, the best musical I've seen, and I told him off-air, honestly, I see about three a week. And this is the only one that I came back from and said, you know, I have to see it again. And I said this to my husband. Because it is two Drama Desk Award nominations, three Outer Critics Circle nominations, the Astaire, meaning Fred Astaire, award winner. If you saw the dancing, you would know why. And Off-Broadway Alliance nominee, Best New Musical. But it's not new anymore. It's going on forever. And it just hit. So people schlep up two flights of steps to see this, and all of a sudden it's a big theater with a small cast that I call the hardest working cast on Broadway. So let's just throw this open now to Robert Creighton. Now, Cagney was your conceptualization. It's your baby. Tell us how it happened that you created this show, which is not an easy thing to do, and then overtake Broadway. So how did it start?
Well, good morning. You know what's interesting? This started as an idea in acting school. I had a teacher named Jack Milanos, great old guy, who one day said to me, I was doing a scene or something, and then I finished and he said, you know what, you remind me of Jimmy Cagney. You kind of look a bit like him, you're built like him. I know you like to tap dance on the side, because I was going to a straight acting school and they didn't really care much for my musical theater bent. But he said, you remind me of Jimmy Cagney. And I was a Fred Astaire guy growing up. My parents really exposed me to the old movie musicals, but not a lot of Cagney where I grew up in a small town in Canada. And I started watching his films and right away sort of felt like obsessed with him on film, who he was and how he was on film. And I was like, yeah, I do kind of feel a connection there. And that's how the germ of, well, sort of my obsession started. And then a year out of acting school, I had some involvement with his estate, who was trying to do a play about his life at the time. But it wasn't really a play. It was just sort of a collection of sort of plagiarized from biographies, and they wanted someone to imitate Cagney and tell stories. And I actually got that part, but it sort of fizzled quickly. But the flame was lit within me that this is a great idea. I need to do a show about James Cagney. And ultimately, it had to be a musical, because he was a vaudeville guy, always wanted to be known as a song and dance man. And, you know, it just lent itself to becoming a musical. And I talked about it for a long time before I actually did anything. And then I started writing a one-man show, and then started collaborating with a great writer, Peter Cawley, and we created a four-person musical with period music. And then the period music wasn't really telling the story, so I wrote music and lyrics, and we created an entire original musical with some little Cohan songs, and then started collaborating with the director and another musical writer who knew a lot more than me about how to create a musical, Christopher McGovern, and we ended up with what we have now.
Well, it's just wonderful. And what? Let's go back to the idea that I felt immediately,
sure,
the hardest working cast on Broadway. First of all, I have to give a hand for the guy who did the staging. It's very bare. It could not have cost a lot of money because, you know, these shows could cost millions and then they charge $150 minimum. But you got a bare stage that really brings us everywhere from vaudeville to offices to the silver screen and even to the McCarthy investigations.
Yeah.
So let's give a shout out to whoever created
that
stage.
Absolutely. Bill Castellino is our director, who just is phenomenal at helping new musicals find their way. And I think the creative way that he and the set designer, Jim Morgan, as you say, sort of had it's almost like an old antique movie theater that you might go into to start with some of the ornamentation and whatnot. But then we just bring on simple things like tables and chairs and projections that set the stage. And we're able to transport people from place to place very quickly without big set changes, which is, I think, really, as you say, wise on their part, both from a production standpoint and just from a storytelling point, you know?
Well, it's very elegant. I just want everybody to know that Cagney, of course we're referring to James Cagney, but Cagney is the name of the play, is at the West Side Theater at 407 West 43rd Street, between 9th and 10th, and when they have the address here, they very carefully say, upstairs. It is upstairs.
Yes.
But when you get upstairs, it's not like one of these studios or a fringe festival. This is a big show. Now, except...
Isn't it a beautiful little gem of a theater?
It's gorgeous. But, of course, one of the things I liked about the staging was that there's a framework of the old theater all around everything that's going on, just like there was this framework of theater in the life of Cagney from the beginning. But in the beginning, would you call him a hoodlum, or would you call him a rabble-rouser or a unionist? I mean, he certainly didn't start. He didn't go to a fancy acting school. So
he got his first job in vaudeville, and as you see in the show, you find James Cagney in a dress, and that's actually a true story. He got it. He was wrapping gifts at Wanamaker's down in Union Square, and his buddy who he was working with said, you know, they're looking for dancers in this vaudeville show up at Keith's Music Theater, and I know you... He was not formally trained, but he was kind of a natural at that and, you know, would go to the Saturday night dances in the neighborhood. And he went and auditioned and actually let people go in front of him and watched what they did. And he went up and auditioned and got the part. And so he did his first show in vaudeville, not to be in theater, not because he was trained or that was a dream, but just to have a job. He was working three or four jobs at the time to support his family, and that turned out to be this little show called Every Sailor. It turned out to be $35 a week, which was a lot of money back then, in the late teens, 1918 or 1919, whatever that was. And that's how he started. But he didn't want to be a star. He didn't want to be in the movie. He wanted to work. So
now of course the point here also was that he was a good guy. He seems to have been, at least if what you're portraying is accurate, a family man. He loved his mother, for real.
Yeah.
Not just Mama on Top of the World, but a really good guy. And a devoted husband. He seemed to have one wife for a very, very long time.
66 years to one woman, yep.
56 years, but he was a great gangster. And how did that happen? Was he just taught to do that? Or he was a natural and didn't even realize
his book, my favorite Cagney book about Cagney is the one he wrote, or, you know, had a ghostwriter, but he wrote Cagney by Cagney. And you really hear his voice about how he grew up. And the first 35 pages are about he and his brothers and the street fights and how, you know, he broke his hand, so they had to pause the fight. But when his hand healed, his mother said, okay, let's go finish it. And she brought him over. They knocked on the door, and the kid came out, and they finished the fight. I mean, that's how he grew up, using his fists on the street and that kind of thing. And so when he had his Broadway show that got bought, the rights got bought and sold to Warner Brothers by Al Jolson, actually, and he said you should use that kid, James Cagney, and that girl, Joan Blondell, use them in the movie. That's how he got his first movie, and went out there and sort of started down the path. And like we describe in the show, he was in playing the second banana in Public Enemy, and they watched the dailies, and they said, no, that guy should be the lead. He's way tougher than the lead guy. And that's, they put him in the lead part, and he put the grapefruit in May Clark's face and became a huge star as a result.
Now,
and then
according
because
to you, that was spontaneous. He did that on his own. It wasn't in the script. Is that so?
The actual story out of Cagney's mouth is that they finished shooting the scene, and he had the idea, and he went to May Clark's dressing room and said, wouldn't it be funny just to crack up the crew if we did one more take and I put the grapefruit in your face at the end? And she said, okay, let's do it. So they went back out and did the scene again, and he did that at the end. But that's the take they put in the movie,
and everybody remembers. Well,
oh,
when
yeah.
we come back,
iconic
we're
going
to talk a little bit more about the myths about Cagney. I'm not going to reveal anything about you, Dirty Rat, but you're going to hear from Robert Crane about that, and also about the cast. I'm fascinated by the cast. Hardest working cast on Broadway this is Cagney. We'll be back in a minute. And the West Side Theater, West 43rd Street. You're going to want to see it. Don't go anywhere.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold of the Fountain of Truth. And this is March Fun Month. And so we are speaking today with Robert Creighton, and he created Cagney. Just a phenomenal musical experience in New York City right now, but I can smell something that's going to go regional and be on the road. So wherever you're listening to me, you can always hear the music. You can always download that. And, of course, if you're in New York, the West Side Theater, 407 West 43rd Street, you definitely should see this. It's a wonderful production. Now, that's what I wanted to start with for a moment, if I might, Robert. And that's the production, the cast. They played many, many parts. And they must be exhausted. I'm just fascinated by it. Did you select them, or how did it happen?
It's an amazing group. We're so lucky. This show requires of... There's six of us in the cast, and it requires of everyone. Jack Warner, the gentleman, Bruce Sabbath, who plays Jack Warner, who's sort of the main antagonist of the show, but he doesn't have to dance, but and he plays two other parts. But everyone else in the show has sort of their home-based character, either as Cagney's wife Willie, or Bob Hope, or his brother or mother, and then they all play nine other parts. So it looks like a cast. We literally have people after the show who said, "Why didn't the person playing
the
such and such
out.
Take a bow?" You know,
because
they really transform, and it. I think part of the charm, what I've been told is part of the charm of the show is the fact that it's almost an endurance test, too. You see six actors telling this story. I'm the only schmuck who plays one part, really. I just play Cagney.
Yeah,
so,
but you're never, you're on 100% of the time. I mean,
yeah,
rarely
on stage. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But it is, you can't hide in this show. So everyone is a true triple threat. You have to really sing, really dance, and really act because... There's no. It's not like a big musical where you can be in the third row tap dancing and people maybe aren't focused right on you. In this 270-seat theater and five of us up there doing the USO tap number, you see every single person clear as a bell. So they really have to have all
to
of that skill set.
I wasn't sure. This is not a revolving cast. They're on every single show. Same people.
We do eight shows a week. We get physical therapy on two show days between the shows.
Yep.
I am on literally an NFL, what NFL players take for their vitamin regimen. That's what I take right now to do this eight times a week. So it's really is, and I have two small children. It really is a test of right now in my life how to endure eight shows a week. And you know what? I love it, actually. It's the biggest challenge of my life, of my career so far. but it also is the most satisfying because, you know, it was a dream of mine to create this, and so I asked for it, and here it is. So I embrace the challenge of it.
This is a show about aging. I'll make one aside. We learn how we grow old, and we grow old because of telomeres, which is in the body that protects the cells. And the cells, the protection gets smaller. And as it gets smaller, you get older and eventually pass away. If in your younger years, your age group, all the way up to even 45 or 50, you start to do a regime of vitamins, of activity, of exercise, and you're doing it to the extreme, the telomeres don't shrink, and you live longer. So when you're 80 or 85, you'll look back at CAGNY and you'll say, hey, I'm glad I did that for other reasons, because that's the past answer.
That is the best thing I've heard in ages. I'm taking that to the bank. That is great information.
You can. Because I actually take one thing. Yeah.
Funny you say, I take one thing called, it's called unfair advantage. It's totally legal. All it is it supports your mitochondria. Like it helps your cells stay strong. So I take a little shot of that once a day before the show. And funnily enough, my understudy, Freddie Kim, who covers myself and the guy who plays my brother, is a cancer survivor and has become literally a health guru in his recovery over the last 10 years. He's a trainer and a health coach, and he's the one who's keeping me at my optimal health, and he's my understudy. So I call him the opposite of Eve, if you know,
right,
you know all about Eve.
He's like, stage.
Yeah, that's right. He's the guy who's got me on all this great stuff. And I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm well into my 40s, so it feels good.
It is amazing because you look like you're in your 20s, and the fact is that mitochondria, which is what we talk about a lot, is and what you're taking to strengthen, is exactly the cell strength that we're dealing with. Who would have believed that in fun months, talking to Robert Creighton, to go back to our old story, of how to age well, but he's aging amazingly well, if that's your age.
You know what, my dad's
goodness.
83 and still practicing medicine. And so the one thing I've been blessed in my life with is energy, so I'm lucky that way.
Yeah, that's for sure, and it comes through. But that's actually what I wanted to ask you about in a moment. But before that, I promised everybody that we would debunk a myth. So I was so upset about this "you dirty rat" thing. Tell everybody about this.
Well, you know, back in the CAGNY was known as the quintessential, and in my opinion, the greatest of all time tough guy on screen. And Frank Gorshin started imitating him by saying "you dirty rat," you know, and people would imitate, and that sort of caught on. So whenever anyone did their bad impersonation of CAGNY, P.S. I don't impersonate CAGNY because he didn't believe in impersonation, so I take his advice about playing a biographical character. People would say, you dirty rat, and he never actually said that in the films. He said versions of it with other words involved, but he never actually said, you dirty rat, and so we play with that a bit in the show.
Now, you know, we may be the only radio audience that you'll ever be an interviewee on, who, when you say Frank Gorshin, we know exactly who you're talking about, and we can picture
him. Of course.
The last time I saw him was live in Princess Ida as the Mean King, which is a Gilbert and Sullivan. So I actually have seen him in a whole other than a comedy role. But the fact is that this is an audience of what they call the mature. And that's what I want to ask you about before we leave. We only have a few seconds. Is it my imagination or a Broadway audience is just getting older?
Well, I think they are. I think, as you said off the air, I think that the cost of going to shows these days has ruled out some of the younger crowd in some ways. I think that one of the great things that's happening, though, now, and this is what my wife does for a living, she oversees the digital advertising for several Broadway shows and deals with social media and that kind of thing. And I think that a lot of those outlets are starting to, and there are shows like, I'm thinking of things that just opened, like Dear Evan Hansen and Come From Away.
Attracting the younger crowd.
And they're really utilizing these new ways of attracting a younger crowd. And
I hope so.
It's going to catch
and
on.
I'm so sorry, guys, but we have to go. And you know what I'm going to say? Get out there, kids. make it happen and see Cactus.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.